This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And we are going to go to the phones and kick off today's show with our good friend, Brady White. And Brady is our lead chairperson, director, president of all the big things of leadership with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation here for our Denver Mile High chapter. And it's been a pleasure over these last several years to work with these group. And, man, just a lot of great lifetime friends now. So, Brady, hey, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Thank you. It sure is a pleasure to be on.
Well, thank
you.
Appreciate
the invite.
Well, we have a date now set for our 2019 banquet here, and we had some things, some mix up with the hotel, but the main thing, hey, you guys got it all worked out, and we've got a new venue for those that have been to the ones in the past, and we're looking forward to this. So this is May 11th, and again, this is for the Denver Mile High chapter for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and this year is going to be at the Renaissance Denver Stapleton, so we're looking forward to that. But, you know, Brady, just for all of our listeners, I'm sure most of our listeners know about Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but I know we don't have time to go into all of it, but just talk about, there's a lot of organizations you could have jumped on board with, you know, a good organization out there. Why did you choose Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Yeah, great question. I originally, after moving here to Colorado about 14 years ago, you know, I had been hunting back in my college days, but I just kind of gave it up for a number of years. And it wasn't until moving out here that, you know, learning about the elk herd, you know, the largest one that we have here in the United States. And I was actually going through the Bass Pro Shops looking for some camping gear, and RMEF had a table, and I got to chatting with some people, learning more about their mission, and it really intrigued me. So I ended up going to a meeting that they have. We have meetings now every month.
Sure.
And, you know, learning more about what we do, why we do it, and just ended up joining the committee. And, you know, we spend a lot of time planning the banquet, and but also planning a lot of conservation activities, a lot of youth activities. So I ended up joining, and then, you know, ended up becoming the chairman a couple of years later. So I've been doing that, you know, as on a volunteer basis. You know, I work for the VA, and so basically everybody that is on our committee, you know, we're all volunteers and just really believe in the mission.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, you have to. I mean, because, man, this takes many hours out of your life and out of your family's life. And you know, man, you do a great job too, because you don't see many people stepping up to take your role. So you've been kind enough to do it for these last several years and just done a great, great job.
Yeah. So it's been my pleasure, Scott. And I must say that we do have a great team.
Yeah, you know, we've got
many people, including you. You know, and thank you so much for your support and help.
Well, we appreciate you letting us be a part.
So it's good stuff. And our mission, just for everybody to know, is all about ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage. You know, meaning getting youth involved, getting them outdoors, getting them away from those gadgets that are so occupying everybody's time these days.
Right, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about this night. It's going to be a great night. We've got our good friend Butch Hagelstrom, and his auctioneering skills are going to be at work. We got a live auction, a silent auction, and I know we can't go through everything we've got, but
sure.
What are a few things that stand out maybe in the live auction?
Yeah. So we are so excited. This year we're partnering with Weaver Rifles.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, we have basically a custom-made rifle we're going to have in our mug raffle. And that's basically a $4,000 firearm that people are going to be able to win. The mug raffle, you know, we're only going to have, I believe, what is it, 200 mugs,
mm-hmm.
$100 a piece, and with that you get $100 worth of raffle tickets. So it's basically a wash, plus you get a chance to win this amazing rifle by Weaver Rifle. So we're excited about that one. We have, you know, there's 26 chapters here in Colorado, 26 RMEF chapters.
Right.
And we're blessed to have quite a few outfitters that donate hunts to us, fishing trips, and camping trips, backpack things, you know, spike camps, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of new ones this year. One of them's with the BC Trophy Mountain Outfitters. You know, they're located up there in BC, Canada.
Right.
And it's basically going to be a 5,000 hunt credit toward a selected species, meaning, you know, you can book for a mountain goat, bighorn sheep, moose, or cougar, and, you know, $5,000 credit goes toward your
hunt of your choice. Okay.
Hunt. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And super excited about this. You know, I mentioned our mission. The hunting heritage aspect deals with the youth. And we have, you know, we usually have a hunt or two that's been donated by an outfitter. But this year we've got about six or seven hunts that are specifically geared toward youth and elk hunts, deer hunts, and some combination hunts. So super, super excited to offer that for our youth. And doesn't have to be, you know, first-time hunter. Could be, you know, hunter youth that have been out and about, but maybe haven't been successful. Obviously, there's no guarantee.
Sure.
But these are just outstanding hunts and really, really high probability of closing the deal on either an elk or deer.
Right.
So we're really excited about those.
Well, cool. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, and we will certainly be having more shows on this leading up to May 11th, and we're looking forward to it. And again, thanks for letting us be a part.
Absolutely, Scott, and thank you, and for, you know, what you do on this radio show. It helps get the word out for a lot of different topics, and for folks that are interested in activities that happen here in Colorado. So your voice is greatly appreciated.
Well, we appreciate it, sir. All right, that's Brady White. Again, this is the Denver Mile High chapter for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We'd love to see you at the banquet. RMEFdenver.org for more information. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We're glad to have our good friend Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical. Alan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Enjoying our springtime weather.
I'm telling you, loving this time of year.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, before we get started with everything, I want to say thank you for helping Victoria, my wife, out. We were in recently, and Victoria had LASIK, I want to say, probably 10 years ago, but now just reading, it's just been more difficult for her, and she's been doing the inexpensive reading glasses and all the things, and now those begin to not work, and then you got to keep buying those, wondering where you put them, all the different things. So finally I said, hey, try the progressive ones like Alan made for me. You'll love them. So she came over, and you guys were great at taking time to help her find a frame, because I know my wife, she's going to look through every frame you have and then some. But you did a good, great job there. And then, you know, with these progressive lenses, and maybe we'll start with this a little bit, you need as much lens as possible because of
the... A lot of these new styles, you know, well, actually, I take that back, because now we can pretty much do any shape. I mean, the big lenses are back, and then the skinny lenses. But when you start getting those really narrow lenses, it makes it difficult. Yes, they do make progressives that are, they call it a short corridor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's such a small area to be able to look at a computer, being able to read with, that, you know, we need to be involved in that frame selection.
Right.
And it advises you on, you know, why you want to go this way versus that way. So you have enough area in the lens that you've got a good distance, a nice intermediate area for the computer, as well as for reading.
Sure. And then what you were able to do is, because the frame she liked, the lenses were a little bit smaller than she liked, and even for her face style, much less for the what you need there to do the progressive lens, but you just took some tape and put around the bottom of them and gave her the shape lenses where she could kind of get an idea what they look
what
like
they're
on
gonna
her
look,
face.
Because I had to custom make them.
And then custom. And that's really the point. When we say custom glasses, this isn't just you choose a color. I mean,
right. Yeah, she found a frame that she really liked, but the lens itself was a little bit narrow.
Right.
And in order to accommodate that progressive and make it functional for
sure,
that I enlarged the lens, you know, on the they call it the B measurement, the up and down
mm-hmm.
measurement.
Yeah. So anyway, great job, and she's
well,
very
thank you
happy,
very much.
Not running into anything anymore and all that. So now, great time of year as well. And matter of fact, I was just in Breckenridge, and boy, looking around up there, the snow that's still there, and looking at that, I'm like, wow, that is so bright. So let's talk
exactly
about the sunglasses a little bit and the importance of those.
And probably what you were doing up there, a gray lens would have been great. But let's say you were golfing up there. Well, if you use that gray lens, it's going to darken those shadows. It's going to make it hard to find the ball. So in that situation, you'd want to use a brown lens. I have a great sunglass lens that I use that changes color. So it starts off as a medium brown. Then if it's really bright out there, it actually starts to darken for you. And that's a great golf lens. But I find myself using it all the time for driving.
Right. And the Stack Sports Pack is kind of what we fit these into. And where you've got the same,
that's another option. Yes,
frame.
You know, if you you decide, hey, I want to do some shooting and I want to do some golfing, maybe I want to do some biking and that type of thing. We've got this; they call it the Stack Sports Pack, where they have interchangeable lenses. So I'll make a set of lenses for this particular situation you're in, or I'll make another pair for biking, another one custom made for shooting,
mm-hmm.
and you can just interchange the the lenses in the same frame. What's neat about that type of frame, too, is it's adjustable in the field.
Yep.
So, you know, you can adjust the bridge, you can adjust behind the ears if you need to tighten it up because you're going to do something real active. But if you're driving, you can loosen them up, make them more comfortable.
And here, I mean, you may change those lenses two or three times in a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
depending on what you're doing. Active guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Alan Stack is with us. It is Stack Optical, and they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to get to, convenient parking. You can't get closer to the front door unless you drive through the window, okay? I mean, really.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but you got about 20 feet maybe. Very easy parking, a lot of parking, free parking.
Probably one of the biggest thing that people come back, yeah, have been coming to me for 40 years is, oh, man, the parking compared to my old place in Cherry Creek.
Sure.
So, no, that was one of the reasons we picked this place.
Absolutely. Another thing we want to touch on today is your eye exams. And, you know, we all get that physical, hopefully, you know, once a year. And but, man, unless something is hurting with our eyes, we kind of tend to neglect them.
Exactly. And that's why that, you know, depending on your age, if you're over 50, you know, a yearly eye exam. You know, because we can catch stuff early and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just for the prescription change. You know, say, well, I see fine. Well, there are people out there, it's like an early cataract just slowly grows. And all of a sudden you get diminished vision, but you don't realize it. Do you go in for the eye exam? It's like, oh, wow, I could see better. Well, we get rid of that cataract, you can.
Sure. Now, when they, Victoria was asking me when we got out, because they dilated her eyes,
right,
for that. You don't do that with everyone. What is education, the purpose behind that?
Typically, you want to get dilated every couple of years. You don't have to do that every year. But the dilation, you know, the doc still looks in the eye even when it's not dilated. But the dilation gives them such a larger field of that retina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure nothing's going on. So it's a good idea every couple of years to get dilated. You don't have to get dilated every time.
Right. And another thing I, you know, love about your shop is, I mean, you stay out there on the cutting edge, so to speak, in styles and frames and all the different things. And so,
get about a half a dozen journals a month that I have to go through and see what, you know, latest trends and that type,
yeah,
of thing.
And whenever you do take on a new line or something, usually your Facebook page has it. So I want,
right,
to let everybody know, hey, follow you at Facebook, Stack,
exactly,
Optical.
Yeah, we take pictures of that and we post it on Facebook. So people kind of get an idea of what we're carrying, what the new styles are.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned with computers, too. Do you normally, or sometimes, will a client need progressive, like for their normal everyday life, so to speak, out
That's
and about?
That's a really good point,
and
Scott.
Then some just specifically for sitting,
exactly,
in front of a computer 10 hours.
There are so many different types of progressives out there that we go through and we design kind of a corridors, and what that means is to give you more of the intermediate, more of the reading, maybe less of the distance, maybe just a little bit of distance in there to walk around the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the main part of that lens is, let's say you have two or three screens that you're looking at. You know, you want to be able to see all those. You still got to point your nose at what you look at, but it's got a much larger field of view. And we make quite a few different types of computer glasses.
Right.
And then we make office glasses. We can make hobby glasses, you know, somebody who's a woodworker. He needs a lot of intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got to look at materials because we want to have the safety aspect, too.
Sure.
And, you know, all the different frames that would go along with that type of thing.
And also, perfect time of year to talk about maybe some goggles as far as like with motorcycles, ATVs, a lot of things. You can do some things with certain...
Exactly.
Styles of those,
yes,
as well.
We have brought in quite a few different. Well, we had a lot of new ski glasses for this past winter, but I also brought in a lot of the motorcycle glasses and scooter glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are scooter riders.
Yeah, yeah. You see those a lot downtown.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the scooters.
Those are little.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
electric,
you do see.
Stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, you do see a lot of people, you know, riding the motorized scooters and everything. And now, like I say, with these other scooters, good night, man. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
For sure. Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. Their number 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Listen, folks, $69 for this eye exam, and I do it every year. Victoria, my wife, was just there, did hers. Doc is great, and take care of your eyes. I mean, boy, this is something you never want to have a problem with. And Alan, we've talked about this before, but I tell you, you've been very helpful in helping some people throughout all these years, catching something a little early in an eye exam that kept them from maybe getting into something and a bigger health hazard.
Oh, yeah. No, there was one time, this a couple years ago, but the doc started really questioning what was going on with this guy's retina. You sent him out for a specialized MRI. It turned out it was beginning MS. Wow. So you can catch a lot of different things if you do it early.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that seems to be is prisms. What prisms are is, you know, you've got a muscle imbalance in the eye. A lot of that goes undiagnosed. And people wonder why, you know, boy, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just so tired reading and that kind of thing. And it turned out they had a muscle imbalance.
Right.
Or another one that seems to be all the time is people bring in these prescriptions and you've got one eye that's farsighted, one eye that's nearsighted. And you can tell them that we can put a prism in there to help, because when you look down, you're out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
I can put a prism in there to bring those eyes in. And boy, does that make a big difference when you read.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of places don't tell you about that.
Sure. You know, another thing I want to bring up, a few minutes left here, but online sales with mm-hmm. glasses. I've got a couple of friends. I got a friend of mine in Dallas, owns a mattress store. Now, Amazon selling mattresses.
Right.
And they're selling the same kind of brand name, and they're just killing them. I mean, they're retailing them what this guy's having to pay for them, you know, at cost. And so, but eyeglasses are a very difficult thing to
see,
buy
see, it's more
online.
Of a service yeah. than it is a product. You've got to really know what you're doing when you're designing a pair of eyewear. You can't just do that online. You know, they're not sitting there talking about your lifestyle. They don't see that, hey, if you've got one eye, it's a little bit higher than the other. And they don't go over all the different products and make good recommendations.
Yeah. So get
then
the
it comes
service.
To the fit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, you know. Yeah.
No, and your ladies, they're in the office because you were right. out that day. I mean, there were some things where, boy, at first, the fit, and man, she took back and tweaked something. And then Victoria said, okay, now here's one more deal. And,
right.
And I mean, in really 2.5 minutes, done.
And, right. And you can't do that on the internet.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Get by and see Alan. Again, he's got a great team there as well. Now, if you're going to be doing something with shooting, and if you're into shooting and you want to check out the Stack Sports Pack and check into those, make sure when you call and schedule your eye exam for $69 that you let them know that you need Alan there as well, because Alan needs to be there to kind of fit you for those lenses when you're doing things with shooting. And, yes, you can bring your weapon into the store because that's the best way Alan can really check out to see how you're aiming. But please, and we stress this, make sure it's unloaded and make sure you let them know, again, that Alan needs to be there for you. It's a $69 eye exam. Wants everything you need, really. Contacts, the progressives we were talking about. And Alan, real quick, we'll touch on repairs.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
You got your own repair lab.
Exactly. So if somebody has a broken frame, you can bring it in. If I can't repair it, I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame.
Okay. Good deal. So get by and see Alan. Check them out on Facebook, Stack Optical. And once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free parking, great service. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. And you can also follow them at stackoptical.com. We've got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much again for joining us today. Glad to have back in studio Dr. Mark Riggs. You heard Dr. Riggs on a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to be with us every other week. Talk a lot of things about health. He is with 5280 Functional Medicine. Chiropractor there. You can check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. And their number, 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. So, Dr. Riggs, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Scott. Great to be back.
Great to have you. And you do some of these talks around town, and I ask you kind of for the show. You've had one since. Talk a minute just maybe about your most recent talk, and who are you seeing that come to these talks with you?
So most recently, I did a talk on healthy aging, which primarily focused on issues affecting people of the aging population,
right?
Geriatric population. So that was really beneficial because there are so many natural remedies and natural approaches to managing a lot of those chronic conditions that a lot of people don't hear in the mainstream media. So I like to get out in the community and give people that information.
Well, good. And we're going to go over a few of those upcoming dates. Actually, one's tomorrow, which we'll give you some information on. If you missed Dr. Riggs when he was on the first time with us, real quick, let me give you a little bit of information about him. He is a licensed doctor of chiropractic medicine. He is board certified in the diagnosis and internal disorders, a board certified acupuncture practitioner, nationally registered certified medical examiner, currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. Now, we kind of went over this first time, but we get new listeners, and
Right. Sometimes
it may, the approach may be a little different. So when we talk about functional medicine, what are we really talking about?
Right. So on the last show, I mentioned that my wife and I are doctors who practice a holistic primary care using a functional medicine approach. And I also explained that functional medicine is root cause medicine and really the medicine of why, right? Conventional medicine tends to be medicine of what. They're really concerned about what's wrong, what are the symptoms, and treating those symptoms primarily with drugs. And so It's literally why there is just about a pill for nearly every ill that you can imagine, right? Depression,
right.
Anxiety, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. They got a pill for that, or they're working on one.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a highly lucrative business model, but the problem is that while symptomatic care is important in some cases, it doesn't ever address why the patient is expressing their condition in the first place. It never gets to the underlying cause. So as doctors who practice functional medicine, my wife and I are trained to diagnose and treat underlying causes of chronic conditions and then conservatively treat them. So most everything that we do goes beyond the current quote-unquote standard of care of just identifying a patient's symptoms and prescribing a drug that artificially masks those symptoms. And the analogy I like to think of is it's sort of like putting duct tape over the engine light in your car.
Sure.
Right? So the engine's still,
yep.
It's still
just
going
ignore
bad.
It. Yeah.
But you can't see it anymore, so you feel better about yourself. So we run advanced diagnostic testing, including advanced blood chemistry analysis to uncover why the dysfunction exists in the first place and then where exactly it's coming from. Then we're able to coach our patients on the lifestyle factors that are the underlying causes of dysfunction in order to achieve more significant and longer lasting health outcomes.
Right. You know, I think you kind of hit on it right there at the beginning too of why people are so frustrated with health and with the medical world as a whole, because it seems we go to a primary care physician or just a regular MD, and I'm not knocking them in any way. I'm just saying a lot of times the answer is either a pill or a surgery or we can't help you. And it's usually one of those three things.
Yeah, and the vast majority of our patients are patients who haven't had their issues for, you know, just a week or a month. They've had their issues, their chronic conditions for years. They've been around the block. They've seen a lot of doctors, a lot of specialists even. And the conventional approach of just managing symptoms with drugs is just not going over so well for us. And that's evidenced by the, you know, the rising increase in chronic disease across the board, but one that I really, really have taken an interest in, which is heart disease.
That was my next question, because you know you see a lot of ads, see a lot of different things from neuropathy, type 2 diabetes, low thyroid, a lot with chiropractic. Okay, this is something I haven't seen with anyone, and so I think this is a real specialty for you here with heart disease. So share with us whatever facts you want, just kind of about heart disease and what made you want to delve into that area.
Right. So in the case of a condition like heart disease, which is the number one chronic disease and killer in America, it's rapidly growing. It affects about 1 in 4 adults in the U.S., about 85 million of us in America. It costs the healthcare system over $320 billion a year, according to the American Heart Association. And it's estimated that over 90% of heart disease is preventable,
yeah.
Which is pretty astounding.
Sure.
So it indicates that nutritional interventions should be at the forefront of our approach to preventing and treating heart disease. But conventional medicine continues to primarily rely on drugs like statin drugs as its primary treatment. And I'm going to talk all about that here in a few minutes.
Okay. And, you know, it seems like everything that in our health, no matter what area we talk about, somehow, some way, always comes back to our nutrition and what we eat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hate that, though.
And it seems so basic. And
sure.
So,
and, like, we can control it. You can fix yourself. But we don't do it.
Right. Yeah. It seems so basic that, you know, the old adage, let food be thy medicine. But, conventional medicine's kind of gotten away from that, right? Their training is primarily in pharmaceutical intervention. They get between 0 and 18 hours of clinical nutrition on average in conventional medical school, whereas you know a typical doctor of chiropractic gets about 300, a naturopath gets about 400. My wife and I are near 600 as board eligible nutritionists. So. So diet's important, and diet should be at the forefront of any chronic disease management. It's just that that's not the message that patients are receiving from their primary care doctors because of the lack of training there.
Sure. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us once again. He is with 5280 Functional Medicine. That's 5280functionalmed.com. His number is 720-722-0386. Do you think some of the confusion sometimes, too, comes with just the whole idea of eating? Because, you know, you read a study a few years ago, hey, don't eat eggs. Then you read something that comes out later. Oh, yeah. You should eat eggs, you know, or
right.
should eat red meat. Oh, you shouldn't eat red meat. I mean, so I think a lot of confusion out there and why people kind of give up sometimes, they don't know what to do or where to get the truth.
Absolutely. There's lots of controversial information, contradictory information floating around out there. And so that's really a lot of what I want to discuss today. And the first thing I want to discuss is usually the first thing that comes to mind when the topic of heart disease comes up, which is cholesterol,
yep.
Right? So I want to discuss that first, because if we can agree on that, the topic of cholesterol, is it the culprit? Is it not the culprit? Then everything else is a lot more easy to digest once we get on the same page there. But if we can't do that, then kind of the rest of the heart disease topic is you know, sort of out the window. So you know, when we think about cholesterol, the very first thing that usually comes to mind is like what? Like a clogged artery, a person having a heart attack, like a bacon cheeseburger or something like that. And so there's a lot of negative imagery associated with cholesterol. And I'm going to talk shortly about why exactly that is. But my ultimate goal on the show today is to explain the need for optimal levels of cholesterol, because it's essential for various physiological processes in the body. And number two, to debunk this medical myth that dietary cholesterol is such a significant contributor to heart disease and associated heart disease mortality, which is associated death.
Right. And, you know, again, we talk about the confusion. You always hear there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. And, I mean, how does the everyday layperson know what food is delivering what?
Sure. So, well, first, let me start off by saying, so cholesterol is not an evil thing. It's been made out to be. It's really a wax-like molecule made up of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen, which are essentially the building blocks of life. It's not made from toxic elements like aluminum or mercury or lead or arsenic or anything like that that's poisonous. Mammals have been making cholesterol for millions of years, and all animal cells contain it. It's essential for human life. So we need cholesterol, and we run into problems when we get in the habit of focusing on just suppressing cholesterol by any means, and usually through a statin drug. And I mean, there are quite a few doctors out there that are, you know, patients come to me and say, my doctor wants my cholesterol to be as low as possible, and that's problematic. So, you know, cholesterol is produced by the liver, as I mentioned earlier. It's essential for human life and for a variety of essential functions, which I'll talk about in just a second. But a couple of additional little factoids: we produce about 1,000 milligrams of cholesterol per day, which is about the size of a average multivitamin capsule, and the average American consumes about 200 to 300 milligrams of cholesterol daily in the diet. Of the cholesterol we take in through food, we only absorb about 20% of it, and 80% of dietary cholesterol is eliminated in the stool. And the gut prefers to reabsorb cholesterol that's produced by the liver, not the dietary cholesterol. So the reabsorbed cholesterol that was produced by the liver is then used to produce bile, which allows us to emulsify and digest dietary fats. So that's one area where cholesterol is absolutely needed for proper digestion of fats. We need those fats to maintain optimal health. And then cholesterol travels around in the bloodstream in little vehicles called low-density lipoproteins, or LDLs, and high-density lipoproteins called HDLs. And I'll probably get more into those in depth in a future show.
Okay.
But for today, I really want to focus on cholesterol and making people aware of really the benefits.
Now, these statin drugs you talk about, friends that I know that have gotten on stuff, sometimes they've created more issues than what they were given to them for to help them. But
yeah,
so I
absolutely.
Guess for some deals, medicines can be good for people, but you always gotta, I always like to get second opinions, maybe third opinions before you start any kind of quote lifetime long drug, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, statin drugs can be problematic. I've got links on our 5280 Functional Medicine Facebook page by medical doctors like Dr. Mark Hyman, who works at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine, Dr. Jack Wolfson, he's a board certified cardiologist. He's got a video that, you know, kind of using a little hyperbole, so to speak, you know, statins are killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another there's another doctor who's an MIT researcher who has really not a whole lot of good to say about statins. And I've got links to all those, again, on our 5280 Functional Medicine Facebook page. So head over there and check those out. They're very, very interesting. So cholesterol is needed. And when we suppress cholesterol and we, you know, doctors fail to recheck cholesterol, cholesterol goes too low, it's problematic. We need it to produce bile. Cholesterol is a major constituent of every cell wall in the body, and the cell wall allows vital substances in and keeps harmful chemicals out. The cell wall also contains receptors that communicate with each other, and communication between cells is essential to life. I mean, lots of things. Cholesterol is needed for production of numerous hormones throughout the body, like testosterone in both men and women, which gives us our libido and helps prevent dementia and coronary artery disease. Estrogen and progesterone are necessary for fertility and fetal development, and insufficiencies or imbalances in estrogen and progesterone are typically the primary culprit in most postmenopausal symptoms. Stress hormones, these hormones like cortisol and aldosterone that allow mm-hmm. us to cope and respond to stress, are all produced from cholesterol. The follicular cells in the thyroid gland that are responsible for producing thyroid hormone are also made from cholesterol. Vitamin D, which is a cancer suppressor, bone builder, blood pressure reducer, that's converted by sunlight.
Sure.
Cholesterol is converted through the sunlight into vitamin D. And if that wasn't enough, the brain contains one of the highest concentrations of cholesterol in the body. It's only about 4% of our mass and contains about 25% of the cholesterol in our body. So that should tell us that cholesterol is pretty darn important, and when we mess with levels of cholesterol and try to suppress mm-hmm. them artificially, we can run into a whole host of adverse effects, and we see those adverse effects routinely in our patients who are taking statins, so it can be very problematic. And finally, the last point I'll make here about what cholesterol is good for, it's a major constituent in breast milk. So cholesterol is needed for a growing brain to develop,
right.
And it just doesn't make sense that the body would produce a substance that's poisonous to us or to babies.
Sure.
In fact, you know, infants can live off of cholesterol-containing breast milk exclusively, almost, for years, and it doesn't make them less healthy. In fact, breastfeeding is what nature intended, and it's how we biologically evolved, and it makes us significantly more healthy.
Right. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. Check out his website, 5280functionalmed.com. His number, 720-722-0386. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a couple of talks coming up. Actually, we have one tomorrow that you can come to, actually absolutely free of charge. And then we'll talk some more about this whole idea of cholesterol and statin drugs a little bit, and what you need to take away from today's show. And the main thing is, you know what, if you've been feeling bad and, man, you just can't get a handle on it and you can't get answers at your regular doctor's all, give them a call, 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Flesh and Beck know the dangers of riding a motorcycle because they ride too. And they have helped hundreds of motorcycle accident victims just like you. You were injured while riding your motorcycle. You thought your insurance would cover it. After all, you do have special motorcycle insurance. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills you can't afford, and none of it was your fault. You are not alone. Call Flesh and Beck today. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886 to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. 5280 Functional Medicine, and as I mentioned, we've got some talks coming up, and one tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th at the Natural Grocers Health Talk. So, Dr. Riggs, tell us about this.
So the next health talk is going to be on managing menopause and perimenopause symptoms. And what I like to get across to patients is that there are a whole host of lifestyle factors that can affect your expression of symptoms during that period of time in a female's life. And what I like to do is get out there in the community and provide patients with this information, because it often has a very significant impact in their quality of life.
Okay, so this is tomorrow, April 27th. This will start about 11:15 a.m. and go to about 12:30, and that's in Parker. And then Saturday, May 18th, from 10 to about 11:15 at the Natural Grocers, Inglewood. And that's on Arapahoe Road. And again, same topic here. And boy, people must love to be able to come to these type of events. It's not as stressful as actually walking in a doctor's office. Yep. And just to come there and then get a chance to know you, kind of get your philosophy on how you even treat people.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, they get a good sense of our practice philosophy, and it's a very comfortable, very laid back, non intimidating format to come and learn and ask questions and get a little bit of one on one time.
Right. So now we've talked about, you know, hey, we need cholesterol. We shouldn't probably do some things to try to. No, I shouldn't say that. You don't want to try to manipulate a lot of things with the cholesterol system in the body, I guess is what you've said a little bit.
Right. So, yeah, it can become problematic when we try to suppress cholesterol to extremely low levels, like is what's going on a lot in the U.S. today. And so a lot of times doctors are focused on the high end and they're not so focused on the lower end. And so I'm just putting it out there to people that the low end is important, too.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So I've had clinical experience seeing these patients that, you know, they take a statin, they're on the low end, and they're experiencing quite debilitating symptoms because the systems that were affected that I mentioned earlier, that's happening. Those systems are being affected by the cholesterol being driven down so low. So we need cholesterol. It's good for us. And it's sort of a myth and misconception that's been perpetuated for many decades now that cholesterol is bad and cholesterol in the diet equals greater risk of death due to heart disease.
And you look at the pharmaceutical side of this, and people may ask, well, why is this on TV a lot and all these ads? And different medications and drugs. That's a multi-bazillion dollar industry, right?
Yeah, it's big business. Yeah. There's a lot of money behind it. You know, statins are a $20 billion a year business in the U.S. alone, and $30 billion worldwide. And it kind of all got going, this whole low-fat, low dietary cholesterol recommendations for high cholesterol and heart disease. It kind of got going back in the 40s and 50s due to this hypothesis. It's called the diet heart hypothesis, where increased dietary cholesterol may result in increased death due to heart disease. And so it seemed to suggest that dietary cholesterol would raise cholesterol levels in the blood, and it mm-hmm. should be avoided. And but based on more recent scientific literature, and so those original studies started in the 40s and 50s, and shortly thereafter it was quickly disproven, but the wheels were kind of already in motion, and the train had left the station, and so
sure.
food companies started adopting those recommendations based on those original flawed studies, and here we are today,
right,
almost 60-70 years later.
Now, when you look at, you have a patient that comes in, and, you know, sometimes we're good about telling you exactly what we're feeling. Other times we're not. You know, we don't even know how to explain it. We know we just don't feel well. What does that first consultation look like with you and you trying to, you know, get to the bottom of what is ailing us?
Sure. The first consultations are incredibly straightforward. So we have patients fill out initial patient paperwork up front. We are able to go over that paperwork ahead of time, usually. And based on the intake paperwork, we've got a pretty good idea of where we want to go with that patient. Then we take a patient through a comprehensive, you know, nutritional-based physical examination, problem-focused physical exam. And based on those two things, the history and the physical exam, we have a very good idea of you know, what their health concerns, the patient's health concerns are, what our health concerns are for the patient, and a very good idea of where to start as far as some advanced diagnostic testing that's, you know, beyond just the standard of care, the superficial tests, and that'll help us gather information to help conservatively manage that patient and holistically treat that patient.
Right. Now, when you look at blood work, and I think blood work's a good thing sometimes to get to people to find out what the ranges are and different, but I wanted to talk to you about that, about ranges, because sometimes you'll see where it says, okay, cholesterol or whatever should be between this and this, and you may be on that high end or low end. But usually if you're on the high end or low end, something there, it's going to reflect in some of the other things you're checking too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, when we look at advanced blood chemistry analysis for a cardiometabolic patient, a patient with cardiovascular risk factors or diabetes risk factors, we're looking at cholesterol and the other components of the basic lipid panel, but we are running a whole host of other things that I look forward to elaborating more on in the next radio show that I
right.
do. So today I really wanted to emphasize the importance of cholesterol, the problems that can result from suppressing cholesterol, and focusing on cholesterol just being too high, which is sort of been based on some flawed scientific literature. You know, a lot of nutritional science is prospective cohort studies. They're not gold standard randomized controlled trials, because it's either very difficult or impossible to perform randomized controlled trials on patients and their diets, especially long-term studies. So they use a lot of cohort studies and prospective studies to, you know, identify trends, and then boom, nowadays it hits the news, and mm-hmm. that's why we see so many contradicting stories with regards to cholesterol and a whole host of things in the realm of health and medicine. You know, one week it says something, and the next week it says something else. And so so the original studies were quite flawed. There was, you know, they didn't account things like the healthy user bias, which basically is a phenomenon in research that makes it difficult to pinpoint one precise cause and effect. So the individuals who were studied in these earlier studies, who ate the highest amount of cholesterol-containing food, they usually ate, you know, that came from conventionally raised animal products, which we're told are unhealthy for us. So those people were also more likely to engage in other unhealthy behaviors like smoking and not exercising and eating an unhealthy diet overall. And conversely, the patients who ate the lowest amount of cholesterol-containing foods like vegetarians are more likely to engage in many other quote-unquote healthy behaviors, because they're generally a little bit more health-conscious than the average person. So this made isolating the specific cause and effect in those original cholesterol studies really difficult and made the conclusions of those studies quite weak, in my opinion.
Sure. Now, a few minutes left here. let's say someone has been on a statin drug here for a year or two, and they know they're not feeling right. They guess that has lowered their cholesterol. Could it be beneficial, and I want to be careful how I say this, but could it be beneficial for them to call you, come to an appointment, and maybe test some blood, do some different things, just kind of get a second opinion, and hey, maybe you'll look at their things too and say, hey, you know what, you're probably doing the right thing, or you know what, I think you could quit this and we could do this and this with your diet and get you off of this. Is that possible at times?
So it's not really my place to tell anybody to quit anything that they're currently being prescribed by their primary care physician.
Right.
But my goal is to get people healthier. And when they get healthier, they're less dependent on medications.
So let's
in general.
Stop them from getting on the drugs initially, right?
I mean, that's my goal is to catch people further upstream and to prevent them from being so diseased and afflicted by these conditions that they require the medications in the first place. That being said, we do work with patients who already are on the medications, and we work with them on their diet and their lifestyle factors, and we get them to a point of higher health that they are less reliant on those medications. And when they go back for their annual check, up, a lot of them are able to, come down off of their medication or lower the medication. And, we're not healthier being on more medications. It's not, I feel like some of us lose sight of that. Just because we're on a medication doesn't make us healthier. It might suppress symptoms. It might, reduce, outcomes of certain things, but we're not healthier on more medications, if that makes sense.
Right.
And I don't think it should be the goal of any doctor to get their patients on more medications. I feel like it should be the goal of all of us to, get people healthy, truly, and get people on as few medications as possible.
Right. So what would you like our listeners to take away from today's show?
So the main points is that, typically the conventional approach to heart disease is to run a basic lipid panel consisting of cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglycerides, and prescribe a statin if the cholesterol is over 200 or the LDL is over 100. And there's often no investigation into the reasons why those numbers are elevated in the first place. So it's also worth noting that nearly 50% of patients who present to the hospital after suffering a heart attack have perfectly normal cholesterol levels. So clearly we're missing a much bigger picture that has nothing to do with cholesterol. And that's going to be the focus of the next show coming up. Okay. So tune in for that. And so hopefully I've made it clear that cholesterol is not the culprit with regards to heart disease. It's essential for optimal health. And the symptom-based approach to high cholesterol clearly isn't working based on the continuously increased number of cardiovascular death in America, despite Americans taking an unprecedented number of statin drugs year after year and being told to follow the low cholesterol, low fat, high carbohydrate diet. So, and it's not just that this approach isn't working, but it's often making patients much worse, either directly via adverse effects or indirectly by giving them this false sense of security. And again, check out those videos on our Facebook page by Dr. Hyman, Dr. Wolfson, and Dr. Seneff, the MIT researcher. Really good videos on sort of the negative aspect of statins. So, I just want listeners to know that as functional medicine doctors, we understand that high cholesterol isn't a disease in itself. It's a symptom. And cholesterol doesn't elevate because the body's broken. In fact, I'd argue that the body doesn't make mistakes. It just responds to a variety of lifestyle factors that interfere with normal physiological functions.
Great. Well, great information. And again, this is Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. His number, 720-722-0386. Quick reminder, tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th, 11:15 a.m. to about 12:30 in Parker at the Natural Grocers. He'll be doing a health talk there on managing menopause. And then Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. from 11 to 11:15 a.m. in Englewood, on Arapahoe Road at the Natural Grocers there. And again, his same topics. Dr. Riggs, always great information. We'll look forward to our next show.
I'm excited about it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Health Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.